Sonia Sendak, welcome to The Signal. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Aaron. Thanks for inviting me here.
The Rubies, what are they? Who's eligible? And how do people get in on the action?
The Rubies are project-based grants for individual artists to ask for up to $10,000 for their creative projects. This could be to fund an idea that's been long percolating in your idea bank, or to inspire a new creative endeavor. It's open to artists of almost all media, performing arts, visual arts, literary arts, media artists. Grants will be given out in two rounds per year, in two of those four categories. So the first round of grants, which is currently open and accepting applications, is for performing arts and media arts. And those are really just umbrella categories under which so many different disciplines fall. So we're really encouraging local artists to apply.
Sonia, let's pick this apart a little bit. Talk about the organization that's put this together and where this money comes from.
The Greater Baltimore Cultural Alliance is a membership organization that supports the Greater Baltimore region and the five surrounding counties. We do arts advocacy. We provide programs like this, grant programs and award programs, and services to both organizations and individual artists. And this grant program is one of our latest initiatives, which has been started with seed funding from the Robert W. Deutsch Foundation. They're a local organization based in Towson, and they are really, really dedicated to supporting individual artists. They, after doing some research and investigation about arts funding out there, they realized that what was really missing was, for lack of a better term, almost operational costs for an artist to really get their creative projects off the ground. There's certainly plenty of awards opportunities, which are wonderful. This complements that by giving artists the money to actually bring to fruition longstanding projects or creative ideas they might have and just that can't come to realization due to lack of funds.
Right. It sounds like that is the way in which the Rubies grants are really sort of going to distinguish themselves from like the Baker Artist Prizes and the Sondheim Artscape Prize. Those are sort of rewards for a body of work well done. This is more an amount of money to help you with an idea that has not yet even gone further than being an idea.
Exactly. It takes money, resources, and energy to create the work that develops an artist in their career. And the Rubies provide that support to bring projects into fruition, elevate projects that might already be happening but need a kickstart. So absolutely, and it complements that because then the products of this award can move forward for awards such as the Baker Artist Awards.
And these grants, you say, can be submitted for up to $10,000. The program itself is financially equipped to administer $120,000 worth of grants in a year.
Correct. Like you said, artists can request up to $10,000. That certainly isn't expected or required. If your project feasibly and reasonably can be done in $5,000, I'm certainly advising artists not to unnaturally puff up their budgets just because it is tempting, but you have a stronger chance if you're keeping things in check and really focusing on what your project needs.
Sonia, I wonder if you might talk a little bit about the arts community in a larger sense. I mean, these Rubies grants and these other programs are obviously a really fortunate thing for individual artists who receive them. But it seems like there's a philosophy or a strategy at work in a larger way about what programs like this can do for the status of an arts community at large, in Baltimore and its surrounding region.
I think you bring up a good point where part of the benefit of this is not just the obvious face value benefit to the individual artist. It's an investment in Baltimore and its community in general. It's not just the arts community, but I think as Baltimore continues to develop and harness the good qualities of its art community and how that is integral to the growth of Baltimore as a whole and the five surrounding counties, which we don't want to forget about either, that investing in your artistic community is investing in the growth of the community in general. And it shows that Baltimore is a city and the surrounding regions where artists can live and thrive as artists.
Sonia, before I let you go, let me just have you lay out in a specific way what kind of materials people need to get together to apply for a Ruby and where they go to make that application.
Sure. Well, there are four components to a proposal. Your actual narrative, one page, we're trying to keep things succinct, have your elevator speech describing it, a project timeline, a project budget, and then a selection of artwork samples, whether it's images or draft documents or drawings or just something that gives us a visual sense of what your project is going to be and also where you're coming from as an artist. There's an online application. It's all done via an online application platform at www.callforentry.org. You can also go to the GBCA website to the program's page to get more detailed information. And I strongly encourage everyone who's interested in applying in downloading the guidelines, which are also on the GBCA website, because that provides you with guiding questions and all the technical specifics of preparing your application.
And who, as far as you're able to divulge, is going to be doing the judging and reviewing of these grants? What are they going to be looking for?
What they're going to be looking for, they will be looking for innovation and originality in the actual project. They will be looking for continuity of how this project is placed in the artist's overarching career, in their trajectory. They will definitely be looking at the narrative to see how it fits. Is this the right time for this project, for this artist? Is this, how will it complement the community? Those are the main criteria.
And as I understand it, there's going to be an intrinsically public element to each of these projects, too, as the grants are awarded.
Yeah, we are asking all applicants to include a public component in their timeline in any fashion that they think might be interesting and relevant to their work. So while artists certainly don't have to have a contract and partner in place upon application, we do want them to think about it and post some ideas of like, hey, my project could be in this space. I want to host a lecture, a screening, a panel. It's wide open. But we definitely want to give them exposure and, again, bring it out to the community of what they're doing.
I will say this as every artist who's listening rushes to your website. Sonia Sendak is the Grants Program Manager at the Greater Baltimore Cultural Alliance. She's been with us today talking about the new Rubies Grants, which will start landing in the hands of area artists next year. And Sonia, I hope and trust you'll be hearing from lots of promising candidates, and I thank you for coming in and spreading the word.
You're welcome, and thank you for having us.